Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. May the force be with you. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Bo Henderson back on the show. Bo is the CEO of Rich Life Advisors, author of The Rich Life, 10 Investments for True Wealth. Also, Bo Henderson's Customized Social Security, 15 Steps to Social Security Success. He's our good friend, Bo. Welcome back.
How's it going, Jim? Good to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. So, Bo, the I was telling the audience earlier when you were telling me you were going to come and what we're going to talk about, and I was just saying, I was comparing the stock market to real estate, and I said, you know, real estate really doesn't change that much. It's kind of pretty much the same today as it is tomorrow. And then I said, does anybody really understand the stock market? So I'll ask you this question, Bo. Does any, I mean, I hear people, I hear talking heads on television who seem to know. They've been in the stock market for 50 years, and they still don't completely understand the stock market. What do you think?
No, I think you're right. I don't think anybody really understands it. If they did, they'd be trillionaires, right? They knew how exactly how it worked.
But isn't that scary? Doesn't that frighten people? It scares me.
It is, and you know what? Right now, especially not just the market and the volatility and the concern and fear, you've got this election coming up, and there's just a lot of panic and fear and a lot of negative emotion. I'm getting calls pretty much daily now with a lot of scared people asking me, what in the world do I do? I'm nervous. And whenever I hear that, I realize it's time to go back to the basics. And what we work on, as opposed to trying to guess what to do with the market, is I say when we feel that emotion, that is when we're vulnerable to making decisions emotionally and doing the wrong thing. So what I tell and the message I have today, Jim, is that let's use that emotion when we feel anxiety, fear, any of those things coming up right now, and let's shift that to that's a call to action for me to work on my strategy and get my strategy set up properly. Because if our strategy is set up properly, regardless of what happens with the market, we're going to be doing the best we can. And that's really all we can do.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, I had people call me back in April when the stock market, you know, went nuts down. Mm. I had people call me like they should have called me, right? But I did for some reason. People thought I might know, and I had two or three people call me and said, "Should I sell?" I said, "No, you should not sell. Do not sell. Whatever you." I said, and what I actually said, "Do you need the money?" And they said, "No." I said, "Well, then don't sell." And of course, they haven't called me back to tell me thank you. None of them called me back to say thank you.
Right, and it comes back, and I think the key is the focus of, but when I keep going back to strategy, if we have the money in the market that we don't need for income, so most of us, especially when we go into our planning for retirement, that first part of retirement, we're going to have some kind of an income gap.
Right.
Usually our Social Security, maybe a pension, we're going to have some kind of gap. Now, the assets we need available to make that income gap, that's the piece we don't necessarily want in a market going up and down like crazy.
Yeah.
Right, but if you have the piece beyond that in the market, then you've also got a time frame to ride out the market and let it do best what it does over time and get higher averages. What most people, I think what happens a lot of time is we get so focused on the things outside of our control is we're not making sure we're taking care of our own house and get things set up to do the best we can to navigate an up market or a down market.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you talk about averages. Learning how to do dollar cost averaging is really a powerful way to be an incremental investor, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, dollar cost averaging, so we have two phases, right? And, you know, I deal a lot with that window preparing for retirement. But the first phase when we're working up until we start taking out distributions of assets, we're accumulating assets. And one of the best ways to accumulate assets is the dollar cost averaging you're referring to. And so say we're using a 401k or it could be an IRA, we're putting an amount of money in every paycheck or every month. Even with the market going up and down, we're buying it a little cheaper when it's down and we're continuing to invest when it's up. So over time, you've got a lower cost average per share and you actually buy more of of the market, basically, over time when you're accumulating. And that's one of the best ways to accumulate up to a certain point. And then what will happen is when we get to retirement, and this is what I do, and it's not really talked about enough, most of the systems out there, the firms you talk to, the way they're built is to help you accumulate assets, which is great. But we also have to have a plan to utilize those assets. So the accumulation plan will shift to utilization planning to where we distribute it and work on things like, how do I pay as little tax as possible?
Mm-hmm.
How do I make sure this money lasts as long as possible? Which bucket do I turn on first and second and third? So that's really the shift.
It's really important. And the tax thing is really a big deal, folks. You gotta be able to manage that. You can make some big mistakes. We're going to take a quick break, come right back with Bo Henderson. When we come back, we're going to talk about what is the election, how is that going to impact your financial situation, especially your retirement. Bo's got some answers for us after the break, regardless of which way it breaks. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.